I'm working on a very complex computer code at work. I'm building out a model, a calculator, so we can enter in a couple things, some commercial loan data, and it spits out a risk-adjusted price. This is what you need to charge in order for your return on equity, your return on assets to be acceptable. It's a lot of coding. It's a lot of work. And you know what? I have messed up many a times. I deleted the whole thing, started all over this week after getting new direction. AI is completely and utterly useless. I typed in AI, please do this, and it spits out junk. Literally, fields with missing variables, and the coding's all broke. But I did do something. I pray every morning that God will help me with everything at work, because I've discovered over the years I'm not as smart as I think I am. So I need God to intervene constantly. We ask God for help, and He is always there. And He always helps. He always gives us the answer. Always. When we pray for God's help, He hears and God cares. He tells us in the Bible what we should do to receive His answer, and how and when He sends help. Family, today we will look at three cries of help. Three cries of help. Will God help me? Why won't God help me? And how to pray for God's help. Upon thinking and studying and meditating, I realized I am always in need of help. So, what about Jesus the Christ? First, His cry for help. The mental anguish and the unimaginable what He went through. He was brutally beaten and He was crucified. And in His final hours, exceeding sorrow even to death is what He had. And He cried out to God for help. Abba, Father, all things are possible for You. Take the cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but Your will. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven and strengthened him. This is given for you and me to understand, to process, to know how to ask God for help. Of course, God hears, He heard Jesus the Christ, but will God help you and me? God has the ability and the desire to help us in our time of need. He gives you and me a reassurance that we can trust in God. Turn to Hebrews 4, verse 16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. We'll read a couple scriptures in Hebrews. And again, this is, will God help me? Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. This isn't specifically talking about a trial today. This is specifically leveraging your connection to God to cry to God and ask Him for help. Don't need to turn there because we're going to stay in Hebrews, but in Luke 1:37, and of course God had no physical limitations to prevent Him from helping. And as it says in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing will be impossible. I take comfort in knowing that my God is the God that nothing is impossible for Him to do. When we need anything, He's there for us. We can have trust because God is trustworthy. We can have faith because He is faithful. And turn back to Hebrews 13, please. Hebrews 13, we'll read 5 through 6. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? My thought today was, we all need help, but we all need help in a different way. And I know what you're thinking. Some need help a lot, right? Some are very advanced in age. Others are starting to become advanced in age. Others are just reaching an age to understand that, you know what, I can't do this by myself. Or the age of, oh no, now I have to do this by myself. I need to go to God for help. We're all at different phases of life. So the second point was, well, what if God isn't helping you? Well, God doesn't always immediately help you right in that moment, in that situation, because God is a perfect God, and you should always pray that His will be done. Often this can be just a matter of perspective. God does hear, and in His perfect wisdom and timing has determined that the time is not right for the specific remedy we are asking Him, or that our request is not the best for us and others. But what if God truly isn't providing the help we request because of something that we did? Remember, God will help you, but you need to put yourself in a position, in a place where God can help you. As it says in James 4:3, don't turn there. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So now we understand. Okay, we could cry out to God for help, and He might not answer your prayer at this moment. He might not be helping you at this moment because He knows He wants to do something for you, for your good. He wants to help you always. But maybe you need to study, pray, and understand what's going on in your life because your prayer is amiss. That can happen to any of us. But what we have found is as we study and we dig deeper into our Lord God Almighty and everything about Him, we normally get ourselves in an attitude that is doing well. It's spot on. We're good. We could go to God. But the second part B of this is lack of faith. Lack of faith. We may be living a great life, but when we ask God for something, our faith isn't growing. Our faith isn't increasing. And He answered the two blind men once, and He said, according to your faith, let it be to you. Faith is a key ingredient to asking God for help. So we must be sure that we are representative, we are repentant and striving to be obedient, putting ourselves in the position so God can answer us. And we must have faith that God will, in fact, answer us. In anointing, one of the prayer inside of our prayer is, you have to have faith that God's going to heal you. You call for the elder. And guess what? The oil and the ceremony of asking God for intervention at that time, it requires faith. So the last is how to pray for God's help. How do you pray for God's help? It is possible to confidently know that when we cry, God, please help me, He will indeed help. You don't think it. You know it. That He will help in the way that is the very best, not just for now, but for all eternity. He is going to help you. When we cry out, God, please help me, is there more we need to do? What kinds of prayers does God desire? What should we do to have the most effective prayer? Because if you're asking God for help, are you not on your knees praying, or not in the middle of a fast, or you're taking a moment of silence to ask God for help because you're in public, or like when I'm at work, I require to ask God a lot for His help. And my history at my institution says, and it's proven, God has answered my prayers a lot because I know my limitations, which are great, and God intervenes constantly, consistently, and he is always there for me. So we have to pray again by faith. You pray by faith, knowing that God will intervene in your life. You don't need to turn there, but Matthew 17:20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. That was Matthew 17:20. I believe a mustard seed is the smallest of seeds, and it grows into one of the greatest trees. It's the perfect analogy. And of course, it comes from our Lord God. That's why it's a perfect analogy. God doesn't require everyone to start out as a giant in faith. He knows that faith is something we grow in. He heard the man who cried out, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. Mark 9:24. Don't wait to have perfect faith to pray, but do make a plan to take the time to study what the Bible says about how to grow in faith. So the answer, the third point answer, is faith. We know that you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and we know you pray according to God's will. Jesus Christ himself set the standard, saying, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but your will. And again, we reread that in Mark 14:36. Throughout our lives, Christ, we must learn to believe more completely that God's plan and his will are for the best for us and for others around us. Our prayer isn't always just for ourselves. And you in here don't just affect yourself. Everyone in here affects other people when you pray. Everyone in here has an effect, and greater faith is an ingredient to deeper prayer in asking God. The prayer request list, do you think God hears your prayer? Yes. And I sometimes really try to put emphasis to read the prayer request list, to know the person, to pretend I am that person in that situation. Complete empathy. Like the prayer request list we just received. There's a couple of them just this week. My, oh my, what if that was me and my daughter? And my daughter had double vision. And my daughter is having a swelling of the cerebrum. That's my daughter that's being affected. Would I not be on my knees praying even more? Well, I should pray the same if it's my daughter, or my brother and sisters in Christ if it's their daughter, right? How great is your faith? Because that family is suffering. That family doesn't have members of the church around them. They're on their own. So that means that our faith in praying for them really helps them out. God will answer the prayer. He will. We will go through trials that require us to scream out, to yell out, God, please help me. Take comfort to know that in the midst of a trial, we can trust in God's promise. However, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. God, in his perfect wisdom, has provided us an answer. He's given us an instruction to talk to him, to build a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. He's given us an out. He tells us the outcome of every situation. We know it. It will be for our benefit. And our faith, the more we grow in faith, the more we talk to God in faith and pray in faith, the more He will answer your prayer. And I love knowing that if you are tempted and there is an escape, one, you know there's an escape. Search it. Find what the escape is. And two, tell Satan to flee, and he will flee. So these are three cries to God, saying, God, please help me. Please help me and let your will be done. Please help me to pray, to ask properly, to put myself in a position where you, Lord God Almighty, can answer my call, my cry for help.